can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? It's the Big Homie's house. This is the Big Homie Kodak. We got JoJo in the building. Big Homie Derek in the building. Big Dave's cheese steaks.
What's up, bro?
How you feeling?
I'm good. Y'all good?
I'm good. I'm good. So we're going to kick things off on the porch. You know, we got to talk about the many occurrences of Kanye. So the latest thing is just got dropped from his Adidas deal.
Yeah, I heard about it, man.
Were you a Kanye fan?
Yeah, of course I was.
Are you still a Kanye fan?
I am. I mean, but you know, it's some things that, you know, he got, you know, he dealing with, but that's, you know, that's not up for me or anybody else, so.
JoJo?
What?
Are you still a Kanye fan?
Mm-hmm. I am a Kanye fan. Kanye's fan. Yeah.
Okay.
You said we gotta add S to everything. Who said that? You said that?
I did. When you love something, you put an S on the end.
We don't say Illinois.
It's Big Homies.
We don't say Illinois though.
It is S in Illinois.
You don't pronounce it.
It's Illinois?
Yes. Boy.
You're right.
Ain't you a teacher? Right. Or was a teacher?
We don't teach about Illinois.
It's Illinois. Anyways, cause Kodak finna give y'all the edited version of the show because he was tripping at the beginning, but whatever. Let's talk about Kanye.
Kanye's.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, Kanye is really getting on my nerves. I love him though. I still love him. And I hate what the media trying to do to him too. It's pissing me off. Because it's like, if you're gonna say what you're gonna say, then say it. But how you just gonna start canceling somebody? I don't know. It's giving real, they trying to make an example out of him, and I don't like it.
I feel like Kanye's doing his own thing right now because he wants to monopolize every industry that he's in, right? Because earlier in his career, we saw the whole Sway, you ain't got the answers thing. But Sway was right. Why are you doing all these business with these other people when you can just do business by yourself? I feel like that's really what it's coming down to, because he admitted Sway was right earlier this year.
No, he did.
It's kind of like if you wanted to start Big Dave's Cheesesteaks, but you was like really pressed to do it like with Walmart instead of starting on your own.
I mean, that's sort of what I did. I built my own table. Needless to say, when you're scaling a business, you know what I'm saying, when deals come your way, you take them, you know, if it makes sense. But, you know, for me, the way I built my brand was to build my table and put the people I wanted around the table, the people I wanted to sit in them chairs.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. It takes a little longer sometimes when you're building a brand and you're trying to build it that way, but patience keep you there longer.
Yeah. So as somebody, I just thought about this. As somebody who built your own business, right? So like, did you see like a different like response when you told people you were starting a business versus like if you had told people you had got a job?
Well, I just did it. So I ain't really asked nobody, you know, should I do it or not? It was just my mindset that I wanted to better myself. So
yeah,
I ain't really go ask for approval what you think I should do.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, you put that in your mindset of already failing them. Somebody tell you can't do it. You just got to do it. Jump out there and show people who you are.
Yeah. I've noticed in the past, like, you put some shit on Facebook, you tell people you got a job, they be like, oh, yeah, that's great. Congrats. You tell people you're starting a business or you're starting to do endeavors by yourself. They'll tell you all the million ways it's gonna go wrong first.
No, that's a fact, because I mean it's scary for people that's next to you and then you elevate, you know what I'm saying? But if you get a job, it's cool. You got a 9-to-5. I don't see you going, but so far that's the mindset that we have. But I think that's the biggest thing that we try to get over with each other when we say we wanna go build a business. They like, oh well, You ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be able to do this, do that, do this. And then your mindset will let you know that. And then you might don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It'll already put failure in your mindset.
Yeah, you already have it in your mindset. And your mind is the most strongest thing in your body.
The thing is though, people do need to understand that you're gonna fail sometimes though.
You gotta fail.
Yeah.
Failure is learning.
Yeah. And you're going to fail. And just don't be scared of failing. I think it's the digging yourself out of the hole part, or trying to figure out what now after you have already failed. But it's like, you'll figure it out. And that's the part that scares people, you know, is, okay, once I do give it my all and I fail, what more do I have to give? But it just, you just live and you learn. Because sometimes people fail because you did something wrong, not because of what you did. You just didn't do it the right way.
Sometimes we fail because we did something right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Explain that.
Because you did something so right that now when you get to the next level, you weren't ready. Like, so it could be your calling. Everything could be in your mission. It's meant for you. And you do all the work and put the work in. And then you'll start seeing the pieces that's not supposed to be around you or with you start falling from you. And sometimes leading the right way, you know what I'm saying, you're going to lead to the top, and whoever's supposed to be with you in that moment going to be with you. So I said sometimes, you know, winning is failing too, and losing is failing. You're going to learn from it all.
Mm-hmm.
So winning, okay, so you say winning is failing because sometimes the people that you want to come with you.
Yeah, they, like, it's scary. So I'm going to give you an example. Say me and you hung together every day, right?
Uh-huh.
And in your mindset, not as strong as my mindset, either you're going to want to get money with me or you're going to want to get away from me. Because I'm going to be intimidating to you every room we step in. You're going to feel like I'm bragging when I'm just trying to motivate the people that look just like us to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to stop my, you know what I'm saying, conversations. You like, oh, let's talk about this. You already
talk about some bullshit.
Yeah, you already then took us away from another 100 years, you know what I'm saying, doing that, because I could have gave some game to another, you know what I'm saying, group of black men or anybody, whether they black or white, no matter what race it is. They getting the game from somebody, you know what I'm saying, that already walked through it.
Yeah.
And then you beside it, and you know what I'm saying, you don't want me to spread it because I'm a threat to you. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you jumping on a boat helping me row. It's two different things.
Yeah.
A lot of people be feeling like that too, and it's a shame. It's a shame.
Well, I hate to say this, but as a culture, we just got to get out of that, because when we realize when we stick together, we're going to get there faster and stay there longer.
So you think the crabs in the bucket mentality is...
Yeah, the crabs in the barrel, man. Crabs in the barrel mentality will get us nowhere, but staying in the same places like guinea pigs, we would be a spinning wheel. Every time one person gets successful, we'll
sit there and wait. Why do you think it's like that, though?
I think it's like that because we're just not used to, like, giving the ball to the next person because we're so used to holding it because we never had anything. We come from nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of giving the game to the next person, and that's what I said I was going to do different when I got the ball, because I understand as humans what we're tricking our own selves out of.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's it make people feel like
they scared to lose their spot.
Not really that, but just no. I had to work for this shit, and I had to go through a lot to go through it. So fuck that. Like,
no, I respect that because I've been grinding for a long time, and I put in the work. And some people ask me to help them out, you know, whether they're in the food business, entrepreneurship, anything. But the one thing I won't do is I won't curve nobody who I know really want it.
Yeah, you know I'm not saying? Doing that either.
If I know somebody really want it, that's like really staying on my line, it might be somebody that might just stay in my comments or DM me every day on how bad they want to change their life.
Yeah.
I can't ignore that because I was that person. I was in the grind, starting from the mud. You want people to pay attention to you, and that ain't happening. You got to earn it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I can't want it more than you. That's been my issue in the past. Like, cause I love reaching back out to helping people. But sometimes I feel like I may see more greatness in you
than yourself.
Yeah.
I see that a lot. Sometimes even in my company. But like I said, the ones that's supposed to be there are going to be there because they're going to make their own path, their own GPS. And in the mission, you're going to pay attention to it because you're going to see that they want it just as well as you do.
Yeah. Cause I showed her text last week. Like, I was like, am I tripping for expecting this from this person?
You was tripping. Give the whole details.
You get the whole details because I forgot.
You talking about...
Yes. No, don't say their name.
I know, but you talking about something about a mouth?
A mouth? No, the person that... That's under us.
I don't remember which. I'm thinking of something.
So we got people that are younger than us trying to break into the industry, right? And my whole thing is, I know especially in this line of work.
Wait. You talking about the DM you sent me?
No, not the DM.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a text conversation.
Oh, okay.
So in this line of work, you know, you need to have your own you need to have some type of content. So my thing is, I want people to start early, because I know that's the biggest thing. Like, people like graduate and don't have nothing.
Yeah.
Like, trying to be in entertainment. Like, so I want people to kind of start building their resume, but a lot of times this shit takes hustle. And if you don't have the hustle, and that's in any industry, like if say for instance, if you run into a photographer and you go to the Instagram, they ain't got no pictures on the Instagram, they ain't got nothing on there. So how do I know you really want to do this? You're not working.
No, that's a fact.
So that's what I mean when I say like sometimes I be wanting this shit more than a lot of people want it for themselves.
So somebody try to basically get in your line of work, and you felt like they contacted you and then have they shit together, basically.
You should, even if you don't have your shit together, you should want to try to start getting it together.
No, thanks.
Yeah, but Kodak be doing too much. He like a drill sergeant almost, damn near.
Because it gotta be like that.
Nah, I'm like that too. Cause you know what it takes to really to what it took to get here, but you know what it takes to even get to the next level.
I understand that part. I do. It's just I feel like it's a difference between like
tell them how I am.
You just real hard on people, and it's like
this shit ain't easy.
But it's really because you just, what are you, a Libra?
I'm a Leo.
Leo, yeah. I just think that you just, I don't know. I get it. People are very passionate and very emotional about things that they care about. So, like, when someone shows their emotion towards something, it makes sense. But to people who are don't understand, you know, they just don't understand.
And also, if you're reaching out to help me, if I'm going to allocate time to help you, you got to care. Because if I'm pushing my time to help you and you don't care, I'm wasting my time.
No, and time isn't just not money. Time is more than that. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to tell people, time is your peace. It's your thought process.
Yeah.
So when you giving somebody your time, it's more than just currency. You know, that's the biggest line we use, is time is money, but it's much bigger than money.
But you got to understand, though, that you also, when you do something like that, you have to look at it as you doing it, you're doing something for them. Like, you're doing a good deed for them type of thing. Like, and just have that mentality. Because at the end of the day, no one's gonna feel the same way about something.
You're right, and I'll be having to tell myself that.
Hold on, let me explain that though. I'm saying the way that you're passionate about something or about what we do, somebody else may not be as passionate. Even though they have the drive and the work ethic, like they want to do it and they're really good at it, but it's never gonna be like you. So you're never going to get that. You're never going to get,
it's not a complete piece.
Nah, but see, that's the whole thing, too, though. If you're building a team, some parts of your points, it was correct, but this is the thing. Like, say if we all right now building something, we come in here every day grinding it out, we all got a mission, we all got a dream at what we want. That's how you build. But if somebody, you know, just got the talent and they feel like they could just show up and do the editing, don't got to worry about doing nothing else, we having meetings and they missing out, I don't care if they're more special and talented than we are as a group. They still a cancer to the group if we all ain't on the same mission.
Exactly. Right.
We all got to be on the same page.
What I'm saying is they'll still be on the same mission, everybody on the same page. It's just that care.
Yeah, but that care can be cancer, though. Yeah. That care can still be cancer because, listen, if everything me and you do with each other is transactional, right, then we can't care the way we want to care to win because – if I'm not going to give you something, or you're not going to give me something, or you're not going to win from, you know, helping me out, like if he needs you to come in here early and it might just, the focus might be on him, like that's transactional. So,
I don't think you get what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they don't need to care at all. What I'm saying is
they might not care as much.
They're not going to care as much as you care.
Oh, you mean just like joining a part of something that like somebody else is doing?
Right. What I'm saying is like how hard you go on certain people about what they didn't do or what they did do, whatever the case may be. That person not gonna, they don't see it because they don't see your vision. They didn't go through what you've been through to be where you at now.
Nah,
so they don't know your anger, your pain, why you so like, do it, you know? That's like you trying to tell your kid like, don't do this. I done did that. Don't do it. Don't do it. And you keep seeing them trying to do that shit. And you like, don't do it. I done did that. It's not gonna work.
Feel like you're talking to your daughter right now.
Nah, because she ain't old enough to do any of those things yet. Be her little ass. But I'm just saying, you know.
Nah, but I do get what you're saying, though. But, like, still, you're never going to have somebody that really fully understands, you know, how bad you want something.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But in this world we live in, because we got, like, social media and we, you know, everything is, like, in your face.
Mm-hmm.
People have walked your journey with you, you know, like,
me, when I started in a gas station in 2016, I'm just cooking on a 3-foot grill, but I got hundreds of thousands of views of people watching me do this through the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I'm building a brand, so they don't know fully what you, you know what I'm saying, how you feel and how bad you want it, but they seen you build your journey.
Right.
And that's the same thing with people around you if they really want to build with you.
That's true.
I respect that.
That's true, though. Some people do. Some people are like that.
Yeah.
So I guess another piece of the Porsche, one last thing we talk about for the Porsche. I saw this video of Drake yesterday, and he was saying people use the term is business, not personal. And he said that's a lie. He said because business is always personal. What do you think about that?
I think like he just said, because this is the thing. I take my business so personal that it is personal, because we call it like a business marriage. If we jump in bed with each other and do business with each other, and I'm betting my bottom line and you betting your bottom line that we gonna get there, that's personal.
Yeah.
And I think that when it comes to, like, for example, when people bring up the whole thing with like NDAs and who has the business experience and who has the upper hand in the relationship, because, you know, somebody gonna be smarter than the other person in the business relationship. Whether you might be the visionary person or the other person might be the person that, you know, handles the numbers or logistics of everything. So sometimes they don't know how to cope with each other, and then if it crashes, and then it becomes personal because the other person can't swim without the other person, and the other person can keep on going because when you know the numbers, once a business works, you can keep it moving. The visionary is stuck because that person gonna keep the business going, so then become personal. And, you know, that's not something that I went in there personally. I just know by seeing different businesses, you know, going, you know, in and out, falling apart.
Yeah. I definitely think business is personal.
It's definitely personal.
It's definitely personal.
I've never liked that phrase, because it always seemed personal. Because every business that I was, like, a part of that didn't work, it was because of some personal shit.
Now, I will say this, not to cut you off. It's not personal when it comes to you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's two sides of it. So if we lock in and we both do what we're supposed to do and somebody do something shiesty, then that's personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're the person in the business and you're destroying the business, then yeah, it's not personal.
But
if I gotta,
like,
divorce you, you feel? If I gotta tell you that, nah, this ain't working, I don't wanna do this no more, and you taking it personal, then that's something
that's
different, because you destroyed the relationship.
Yeah.
It's two sides of it.
Don't take what we do in this business personal.
Yeah, that's, you can't. No, that's the part that I'm saying. But it's personal when we lock in because we want to make this work.
Right, personal.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like, what if the guy that doesn't know what he's doing, he's like, okay, he admits, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but I still want to be a part of what you guys got going on. Maybe he may be a better fit somewhere else.
So, no, then he's just a, he can be an investor or he can be an invested partner, but When you sharing co-founder and founder names,
yeah,
those two people, if y'all sharing it, y'all gotta put the work in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And whatever you specialize in, and whatever I was specializing, we gotta meet like a marriage and make it work. Because otherwise, we gonna take it personal if we both put all our time in and shit and it don't work.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. I did that. So it's a lot going on right now. I got a few things that I wanted to discuss. And shit, I'm glad you're coming up here kicking with us, dog.
I'm glad y'all having me. You know what I'm saying? I'm having fun right now.
Yes.
Y'all show a little, you know what I'm saying, a little free. You know what I'm saying?
Got the nod,
the Jeezy. You know
what
I'm saying?
For sure. So you really popped out early this year as one of the happiest and most successful couples in Atlanta. That shit hard. Congratulations on that. So we are fucked up. It's a lot of people out here. It's a lot of people out here in the city. And
don't put me on in that.
Oh, you're not fucked up no more?
What's fucked up mean?
You single?
Oh, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, she put the
emphasis. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucked up.
So what is the key to finding happiness? Like, where do people go wrong looking for love in 2022, especially in a city like Atlanta?
I mean, I ain't no specialist in nothing like that, but
fuck it, you got somebody you locked in with. You a specialist?
Nah, I'm gonna tell you, this how it happened. It found me, you know what I'm saying, just like it found her. Like, we weren't looking for no relationship, we were looking for a friendship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. we was friends first, and then it grew to what it grew to. But with her, with Pinky, it was just like I met myself. So like, usually when we in relationships or we dating or anything like that, we trying to make somebody us or make somebody understand us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We want to make somebody know what our vices is, you know what I'm saying, and be cool with it. Well, her was like, damn, she think just like me, so it's easy to work with. Not just on the entrepreneur side, but just on the belief side, you know, jumping off the cliff to saying you want to do something, be something with yourself. I had that. I ain't had somebody beside me saying, you know, they want to go, you know, buy Chanel bags and whatever the case may be. They want to go buy property.
She wasn't materialistic.
Nah,
like that.
It was different because for me, I already had walked through, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of money that I made a mistake on. So I was all about getting back and just being a visionary of my career and being a good entrepreneur and breaking all my generational curses for my family. Mm-hmm. And she was on the same mission. So that's how I really, you know what I'm saying, worked out. And it was the best decision I could have made because right now, I wouldn't choose nothing else in the world the way my life is right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. It's okay, JoJo.
It's coming. It's so coming for you.
I'm not crying because I'm crying because I'm happy because that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I ain't crying over these niggas.
Yeah.
Where the money
I
at?
I appreciate that.
So, like you said, you found somebody who really matched your goals and really everything, not just in entrepreneurship, like your belief systems and everything like that. So, like, before, like, when you would run into people and, like, they were, like, overly materialistic, was that, like, a turnoff?
No, it wasn't that because, I mean, we all grew up a certain way that, you know, if you come from lower income neighborhood, poverty, of course you want nice shit. I grew up wanting nice things. Like, yeah. That was my problem. So two people can't be in a relationship and have the same problem. Y'all never going to get nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So but before I got in a relationship with her, I was the person that I'm talking about. You get what I'm saying? It took me to a level of maturity, you know what I'm saying, making my mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Blowing a bunch of money to get to where I'm at to say, you know, I don't need this right now. I'm getting back. I'm on a grind. I'm on a mission. You know what I'm saying? I'm the cook right now. I'm the cashier. I'm the fry cook. I'm all this. But I'm going to make millions through this, and that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? Then on the same tip, that's the same tip she was on. You got her on the other side that I don't even know she exists at the time. She got her food truck. She got lines down the block. I got my situation in the gas station. I got lines down the block. So we both was in the same mission, the same format, and it just all put each other together when it came together.
Yeah.
It was like a puzzle, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool. I see a lot of people say, like, you know, you need, people have to, you can't really date they say you have to really find somebody the opposite. Like, if you're an extrovert, you got to find an introvert, but shit,
proving it wrong right now.
Yeah, you can't really put those type of ties on it because, shit, if it's going to work, it's going
to
work.
No,
because
listen, I'm going to put it to you like this, right? So I'm going to give you an example. Say you dating a guy and he wake you up like 4 in the morning talking about, hey, babe, I'm thinking about this business out there I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Something I want to do. If you're not on the same, you know what I'm saying, thought process, if y'all not thinking the same, you're going to be like, yo, you could have saved that shit for the morning. You woke me up out of my sleep. For me, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, this person don't really understand what my mission is, what I'm really trying to do. She get that because we do that to each other. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real with you, like, because the mind never sleeps. You know what I'm saying?
It don't.
It never sleeps. So why, when you got something hot on your mind just because of the time of day it is, because you sleep, you don't want to share it. You blocking your own blessing because that might.
You gonna fuck around and forget.
Yeah, think about it. Have you ever said something like you could have said a quote or just something to somebody, and you like, damn, what'd I say? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, if you got that person next to you that y'all got that open, you know what I'm saying, feeling to each other, that vibe. Y'all give each other realness every time y'all got something on y'all mind and y'all want to get it out. Y'all gonna build together. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the biggest problem, like, and I admitted this earlier on the show. Like, sometimes I be fucking with women for the wrong reason. Like, I be fucking with low quality bitches sometimes. And I had to admit that to myself. Like, damn, I only really want her because of how she looked. Like,
her ass ain't got nothing to do with her face. Her face trash too.
Nah, the faces be on point too.
No, they
but
don't.
Like, they,
no, they don't.
They ain't really.
No, they don't.
You don't be seeing everybody I talk to. First of all, ma'am. First of all.
But it's like it's all about like what you looking for though. You know what I'm saying? It's like
at this point I'm looking for somebody who I can wear matching pajamas with at Christmas.
You keep saying
that. Yeah, but
you,
like
Kodak don't.
You gotta just say you gotta pitch yourself like I would say you gotta pitch yourself in right situations. Not even to say like you can't get the person you're looking for from a club or social media and that, because When a motherfucker is right for you, they right for you no matter where they came from. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta wait till that person come to you and you, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, yeah, with bro. That joint.
Nah, cause I know what you're talking
them
about.
Club, you know, some club motherfuckers.
I feel both of y'all, listen. But when I'm telling you that when it's time is right, you're going
you believe you can find love in the club?
Man, you can find love anywhere, cause I'm gonna tell you why. Nowadays, the time we live in right now, if you're a dude that can't get past somebody had it before you, or somebody had the, you know what I'm saying, the, you know what I'm saying, vice versa with the woman.
Yeah.
Cause you know, usually, like, you know, growing up, it's like if a dude dated a girl, you knew of a guy that dated her, you're like, oh no, she off limits. But now, it's kind of different. You know what I'm saying? We living in a different world right now.
People, hold on, wait a minute.
I'm saying is not your homie. But
okay.
No, that's off limits.
But somebody that you know.
No, that's off limits.
No, that's definitely off limits. It's just basically everybody been touched, basically.
Yeah, like that's what I'm getting at. Like
you'll be
all right,
but no.
But guess what though? Both of y'all walk through y'all own trauma. You know what I'm saying? So now that person ain't gonna make that mistake with you, and you ain't gonna make that mistake you made with the last relationship.
Oh.
Well, you ain't supposed to, but you know what I'm saying? That's just how I think of it.
See, this is the thing. You can sit over there and say that because you locked in, right? You not really in the pool. You don't really smell the shit in the pool.
Nah, but I've been locked. I've been in the pool a long time, and I know what these streets. I know what's out here.
Okay, well, the shit is horrible.
Yeah, it's but doo-doo like, in the dating pool.
And I feel bad because it's like.
The older you get, the worse you get.
I don't know who made it worse. First off, before I go into that, let me get into you. Nigga, just because the summer's over and now it's getting cold, now you want to cuddle up on some booty, now you want to be in a relationship. Shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Okay, it's literally
me,
the winter.
Oh, you having the winter?
Oh
the winter
my
time.
God!
Oh yeah,
the winter. It's the holiday season. Get into his ass.
I walked in the crib last night. I was like,
hold up! I should have peeped it when he said he trying to put some pajamas on and all that.
Yeah,
this nigga.
Now come next spring, it might feel different. Niggas might be like, outside.
Just a couple weeks ago, this nigga was on a totally different thing. Every time I say something about that, he'd be like, "Can I evolve?
Can I get better? I'm not that same nigga I was during the summer, man.
I'm not the same nigga 2 weeks ago."
Yeah.
Understood. But anyways, I personally feel like, honestly, for real, I feel like this with all my heart. I feel like I am not gonna be in a relationship ever.
I mean, and I
think mean that with
some
the
people,
everything in
some
my
people
and
may,
everything.
Some people may not be in a relationship. But I think whether you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, you gotta be happy with yourself to order to love anybody anyway. So
yeah, that's cool. But you know, some people would like to, when I say some people, I mean me, would like to get married and have a partner.
But then you wanna be in a relationship then.
I didn't say I didn't want to.
Wait a minute.
Hold up, I'm confused.
I didn't say I didn't want to.
Oh.
So wait.
I said that I don't think that I would be in one.
Oh, you say you don't think you would, but you want to be in one.
Yes, I cannot wait to
but
be
why
a wife.
Why are you not giving yourself enough credit to actually be a wife or be in one, though?
It's not that I'm not giving myself credit. These niggas just can't keep up with the stature of me being their wife.
But what's your stature?
I'm just, I don't know. I got a lot of shit.
2 months for these niggas, 3 months for these hoes.
No, I really think it's because, honestly, because I'm not going to say every
You be fucking
is.
With low quality niggas too, huh?
I'm not gonna say I mess with low quality dudes either, because I done dated a guy who had money. I done dated a guy
what
who
so that's
money.
Not that's because he you should be about to say the same
finish.
Thing.
Hold up.
We about to say go ahead.
Y'all didn't
no,
let
but
me
that,
damn
that,
finish.
Listen.
Nope.
That don't mean nothing.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying because
you already,
everybody
but listen,
thinks
but
no.
That's
because
you said that's literally the first thing you said.
When you said the money piece, right? You already lost because you dating money. Like nobody,
y'all didn't even let me finish.
Like nobody, no. But I
but
knew
it was the
was
first
going
thing
though.
You said.
No, y'all didn't know where I was
finish.
Going.
I'm not,
but the
I'm
only
not.
Reason why I had to say that first is because
it's the first thing you thought about.
No, it's not even that's what I thought about. It's just that's the first thing I thought about was cheating. That's the very first thing I thought about. I done dated a cheater. That's the very, very, very first thing I thought about.
We're gonna let the comments
and
decide.
I didn't say it. No, but that's why I said it is because. It instantly, that's what the viewers or whatever, that's immediately what they think. Even Kodak, if I didn't say money, he would have been like, where does money
we
fall?
Know where, you
at, where does money fall into it?
Yeah, I'd ask you, what's
exactly.
Your hiring?
So
but I'm not
going
to say
that.
But I don't say that to say money doesn't matter, because I'd be a fool to say that. Because
no,
we live in a
no,
society.
No, that's not what
but
I'm saying.
But what I was telling you, the different types of men that I done dealt with, and I was trying to say that I done dealt with men who had a lot of money. I done dealt with men who didn't have no money.
Are you dating guys that don't sleep past 9 o'clock, getting out the bed, going on the chase, the grind? You know what I'm saying? Going to go trying to break their generational curses.
with a purpose of life, you know what I'm saying? Who you looking
to
for?
To be honest, I don't know what any of these niggas got going on, because
see, but then you ain't dating. You ain't trying to find out. You ain't giving yourself a shot. I mean,
no, but that's what I'm saying. You gotta that opening to start dating. That's the hard part.
I don't know. I ain't the love doctor, man. I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm just telling you.
That's fine. I'm just saying, like, when you going into the dating scene is the part where you know how it says the dating scene.
The talking stage is where you fucking up.
And the door to get in that bitch, I'm scared to open it. I don't even want to.
Why? Because everything's sound the same.
I don't know. I think I just have a high. I have different I'm not gonna say high standards. I'm gonna just say I feel like I have different standards of what men are accustomed to these days, maybe. And so I wouldn't lower my standards for the lack of I don't know, respect that men have on women these days.
Well, I don't think you should lower your standards at all.
And you can't say that. You can't say that all men had the same type of respect for women.
I didn't say that.
You did. You said lack of men. So that categorizes
lack
all of
us. Men, yeah.
But that's not all of us.
Why every time somebody say men or women, we always gotta say all. Yeah, because
it's not all of y'all either. Like, listen, it's some people out here that just gonna be on the same, you know, passion that you want, the same trails. But it's some people ain't. You just gotta wait till it comes to you.
It's just the finding that out part. Like going, like obviously you gotta be like, oh, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird. I feel like men don't take women out on dates no more. They don't really try to get to know them.
I take women out on dates. You know that. What do you think is better right now, though? Companionship or relationship?
Companionship.
Let me tell you. Friendship.
Friendship.
That's companionship.
Right? No. It's the difference.
Friendship, you don't really have any romantic tie-ins.
So companionship is what?
Companionship is like...
Yeah, go ahead. You can break it to it.
Companionship to me is like, okay, we cool, we locked in, but it's not anything super, super romantic, you know.
But y'all like each other.
But if I'm your friend, right? If I'm your friend if you could just like really just be somebody's friend and care about the relationship side, right? You're gonna learn the real them. When you in a relationship, you kind of swerving around some things because you want that person to stay in love with you and you want to be in love with that person.
Yeah.
So when you're a friend first. That's the part that you're going to see who the person really is, and then you date them. That's where you're going wrong at. But I'm going to give you game on that.
But a lot of people... But I feel like a lot of people...
I've actually dated my friend. But I think a lot of
people try to skip past...
No. You dated probably somebody that was supposed to be just your friend. Like, you're not some... You're like, you might got a homegirl. Like, you're just like, nah, I ain't going to cross the line because I know it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
But you know the people that, like, if you're trying to date them, if you be their friend first, you'll know, like, you know what I'm saying? Because... Somebody going to give you the real them. Like, they going to turn
you. Nah, me and my
friends. You going to get turned off, or you going to get turned on from a friend. You know what I'm saying? You going to know if that's the person that you're supposed to be with. I'm telling you.
We're going to go back to that. But the dude who I'm talking about, we were definitely friends.
But I feel like
The real him.
Lot of people try to skip. I've heard this shit a lot. Like, people say, I don't have another talking stage in me. Well, you're not about to be happy. You can't skip past that shit. Like relationships are like business. You can't skip past steps and be successful.
I'm over it.
And it's always not gonna be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It might fail like a business.
Yeah, like but when you got that friendship piece in there, you can always fix it because that's the part that you know the person. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't always gonna be a relationship. And then sometimes you're in a relationship, it just be a friendship because that's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can hang with my lady all day long. We get money together. We can go to the movies. We can do business. And I still feel like I'm with my homeboys. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all like the same sports teams?
What you say?
Y'all like the same sports teams?
She don't really get into the whole sports thing.
But you're an Eagles fan though, right?
Definitely.
Which mic is yours? Turn it off.
She a Cowboy fan.
Oh, shit.
That's funny.
Y'all playoff hopes.
Boy... You a Falcons fan? Shut the hell up. Anyway,
I don't expect shit.
Hey man, listen, I'm both because Atlanta opened me with open arms and took me in, so I'm a Atlanta Duff.
So you got one of them Vic? You got one of them Vic jerseys with the?
Oh, listen, I was a Vic fan when he came to Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know because, y'all niggas was lit.
What? Like, he came there. We needed a quarterback. The city just was now.
So who was better, 2005 Vic or 2000?
Man, why are you gonna make me do this?
Right.
2005 Atlanta Vic before he went to prison, or 2007 Vic?
I'm gonna say all of them, because in all his moments at the time we was in, he gave you the best Vic. You know what I'm saying? I think so. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But I will say, when he came to the Eagles, he was the best quarterback in the league.
I say that for too, sure. Because he had a playbook. He was mature. When he was in Atlanta, look at all the Atlanta Vic highlights, bro. He was none of those were design runs. 0% of them were the design runs. Fuck it, I'm out. Pew.
Nah, but in Philly, yeah, he was. He was throwing more in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? He was learning how to. He was never a pocket quarterback, but he can throw 60 yards. You know what I'm
flick
saying?
Flick of the wrist.
Yeah. Like,
where that bitch land, we don't know. Hey, man.
Nah, he got accurate in Philly.
Get
he
down.
Was accurate in
hey,
Philly.
But he just needed a nigga that get downfield.
It was.
That's what Deshaun Jackson was for.
Hey, man. Mm. Jackson.
And Jeremy Maclin.
Jackson, one of the best wide receivers in the league. You know what I'm saying? When him and Vic was playing.
Yeah. And isn't he with Baltimore now?
He is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. He just got traded.
Yeah.
He's still fire.
For sure. Well, shit, man. We appreciate you coming to kicking with the homies, dog.
Appreciate y'all, man.
This is a hard
off that nod.
Off the Tito's.
Hey, man, I wish you the best. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
Any advice for the single fellas of Atlanta to find them something?
Not the single fellas.
The single fellas to find them something. I don't know. I be hanging around like married couples.
Oh, shit.
Man.
That's the type vibes I'm on.
You can't help us.
That's the thing, though, man. You gotta put yourself in the environment you want to be in.
All my niggas married.
I don't want to go outside.
I don't know what's going on.
You got to get on Tinder, bro. Yeah.
I don't want to go outside.
Get on Tinder.
I really don't.
I
want to stay in the house.
Hey,
and I've been telling myself I ain't going to find a nigga staying in the house. I don't want to find a nigga.
I'm in a DM on Instagram, so you might.
Who slid on who?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Who slid on who?
She wrote me. But she my windows got broke after the George Floyd riots. She sent me a DM. But that just led us to where we at right now. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is, no matter if it come through social media.
Oh, I do remember that.
Boy, shut
yeah,
up.
You remember they bust my windows?
No, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't ever know which way it's going to come.
Mm.
That's hard.
Pause,
yeah. Shout out, Pinky. No, that's Big CA, you went along. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Hey, man, well, that's another episode of Big Homie's House. Big Homie JoJo in the building. Fellas, if you are single, slide in JoJo DM.
Please don't.
You see? She.
Yeah, her joint's about to be loaded now.
Exactly. Fully loaded. Loaded fully. And shit, we gone.